Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in to Soul Solution, Food for the Soul Radio. I am your co-host, Asiya, and on today's episode, we will be talking about our experience at the Quantum Light Clearing Class this past weekend in Fort Myers, Florida. Before we get started with our show, we have a message from our sponsor, Audible.com.
Happy New Day, everyone. Today's sponsor is Audible.com. A leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free book when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/soulsolution.
We have a great show lined up, and we're going to have some testimonies from some of our brand new property clearers. But before we get started, we have our book of the week from our host, Ms. Alta Rasul. Ms. Alta, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Well, thank you, Asiya.
You're welcome.
Well, greetings, salutations, and in Lakesh, everyone. I'm so excited to be here. We have interesting doings to speak of. We have been busy over the weekend, and I'm excited about our book, which happens to be part of the reading material for the class that we just had. It's called The Source Field Investigations. Oh, I'm sorry. It's called The Field by Lynn Taggart. And it's narrated by Lynn Taggart on Audible.com. And this book is, both of those books are part of the reading material for the class, but this book is really interesting because Lynn Taggart is an investigative journalist. And she's bringing to the consciousness of the third dimension and to the mass consciousness the scientific realities concerning how energy actually works. So this is a groundbreaking classic. This investigative journalist, Lynn Taggart, reveals the radical new paradigm that the human mind and the body are not separate from our environment, but is a packet of pulsating power constantly interacting with the vast energy sea, and that consciousness may be presenting a stunning picture of the interconnected universe and the new scientific theory that makes sense of supernatural phenomena. I highly recommend this. This book has been out a couple of years, and I read it when it first came out, and it really helps those who really need science to help them take the leap between the elements in the equation so that they can come up with the solution to the problem. So I encourage everyone to read this. It's an excellent book. And it's wonderful to get it on Audible because you can just listen to it while you drive or you're walking around, and you can always rewind it. So by all means, go to audible.com and get your free book. If you don't already have a relationship with audible.com and you're starting, you get one free book when you sign up. So thank you all, and I think this is something that everyone will enjoy and really see the benefit of. And I'm so happy today. Our show is about our class that we just had, and I know that we have some of the class members are going to call in and share with the listening audience about their experience. So I'll just share a little bit that we had our first quantum light property clearing class in Fort Myers Beach right off the ocean this past weekend on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and it was a very powerful experience. And we rolled out something that's really quite exciting and very very much the idea that we have taken complexities, the complex circumstance of our lifetimes, what we find ourselves living in, and it has been simplified so that we can be healers and heal within the framework that we are born and experiencing. So our co-host was there as well, and I know we have someone on the line already. However, would you like to comment on anything before we start, Asiya?
Sure. The class was amazing. It was so much amplified energy over the weekend. I think everyone experienced all ranges of emotions, so I can't even get my words out completely right now because I'm seeing the people that's on the line, so it's like I'm feeling like it's bringing everything back to the surface, and I don't think anybody expected the weekend to be the way that it was. Like the way that, whatever expectations people had, you know, it was too big to be correct in your expectations because there were so many things that happened that, you know, you couldn't even fathom before actually having the experience. So for me, I learned a lot, and of course I was taking a lot of pictures and doing a lot of videos and observing and just moving all about. But overall, like, just going back and replaying the scenes and the events and people arriving and greeting each other and hugging and, you know, just interacting. The food was great. It was just so much that happened, and it's like, oh, my God, I'm exploding with, you know, like, different scenes right now, so I'm not saying anything in order, but I think the rest of the DNA family that's on the line can pull more pieces into perspective so that my jumbled expression can be a little bit more clearer. But I'm excited that we have a brand new team of people who are now property clearers. Like, I don't think the world understands how major that is. And then we have another class coming up in October, so it's going to be a second batch of property clearers. And, I mean, the way that this is moving forward is just so big. It's so big, and I'm so excited. And, yes, can we go to the first caller, please?
Absolutely. Thank you, Asiya, for all of your enthusiasm. And let's hear what everyone has to say. I'm quite interested, now that everyone's had a few days to integrate, to hear what everyone has to say.
All right, our first caller is area code 786, last four digits 5057. Your mic is unmuted.
Peace. And Lakesh, it's Tavares. How y'all doing, ladies?
And Lakesh Tavares,
nice to hear from you. You were quite wonderful over the weekend and so very helpful to all of the team at DNA Replicate. Thank you so much, Tavares.
You are welcome. Glad to have been able to play my role within the experience. Whew, I feel really good this morning. I feel amazing, on top of the world. There's so much that has happened during the course of that weekend. I still need to reflect and know everything. And then even between the time of leaving and up to now, it's like, oh, my God, there's just so many experiences. Wait, move it to that. But the experience, one of the major things for me was that it really anchored down what it is that I am doing, you know, my purpose here. Because I've been going through the protocols and, you know, the different services, and there's still been, there was like this type of, I don't know what I'm doing, but I'm doing it, you know. But now I know. It brought this whole new level of confidence within myself, and knowing that I have a team. I have a team of beings that are assisting me. Not only do I have a team, but I have a family that loves me. And to see all these faces, I've heard some of their voices over the radio show during the past years, but to be in their presence and the energy, you know, all these different beings on one accord, it was just amazing. Yeah, so, I mean, there's so many different things that I could say. I'm sure there's probably a lot of other callers there, but, yeah, it has definitely left an impact on me. And there's so much I want to say. I don't even know where to start. But I'll just leave it at that for now. But thank you so much, Lyoti, for presenting this class, because it has done so much for me, oh, so much. And I'm sure throughout the course of time I'll be able to reveal all the many great things that it has done. So
thank you. Thank you, Tavares. Oh, we got a little sound effects there.
That is so awesome.
Thank you so much, Tavares. Are we going to have other sound effects, Asiya?
I'm sorry, I couldn't help it. I'm sorry. I'm so excited. All right, our next caller is area code 917, last four digits 7994. Your mic is unmuted.
Hi, Ms. Leota. Hi, I see you. This is Keisha.
Keisha, yay!
Oh, I just had to call in because I'm still feeling like I'm on cloud nine and going higher. I just want to just say this was a class that was beyond what I thought it was going to be. And it just was beyond my expectations. And I just wanted to say the skill that I learned is just, it's no money value to it. So it's like what you take away or what I took away from it, I can't even put a money value on this. And I just want to say to anybody that's riding on the fence, not sure if they want to go, go. It's just, I can't even really, like I see it said, put into words what you learn and the feeling that you get when you're there. And then not only that, the friends that you meet, that by the time you leave, they feel like they're your family. You know, so I just want to call in and just say it was the best class I ever had. That's what so it was just
thank
beautiful.
Thank you, Keisha.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. The love is just pouring off of you. Thank you so much. We send it back to you. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you, Keisha. All right. If there's anyone else, we have more callers on the line. If there's anyone else that would like to share their testimony, please press 1 so that I can know that you're in queue. Right now, that's all of our callers, so we can continue.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
Well,
hold on.
Okay.
1 second.
If we have callers, we'll take them.
Yes. This is area code 860, last 4 digits, 6827. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, everyone, I see you. Miss Leota, this is Daphne.
Hey,
oh,
Daphne.
In Lakesh, Daphne.
I just wanted to, first of all, thank everyone who came and participated in this event. And I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for executing on this vision. Your husband, your children, Tim, and Rain and Miss Ellie, and Rain for actually introducing us to our family as we came in. It was just absolutely amazing. But I did actually took a couple of notes down because I knew I was going to be all over the place. But I just wanted to say I was actually in love that weekend. I was in a field of love that was so potent and so expansive, and it continued to grow more potent and more expansive. If I had stayed one more day, I would have busted right out of my skin. I'm serious. When I came home from the airport, went straight to Whole Foods because I've got to try to at least replicate these nutritious meals that have been prepared for us. I got myself some fermented vegetables. But when I got home, I stood in the middle of the living room and I decreed that from that moment on, the frequency that I'm holding is my new baseline, and that I would never a day in my life fall one octave lower than that, ever. And then I just became part of my home. And I apologized to my home. I actually did a ho'oponopono to my house for not holding it in esteem and for not creating a home environment that may have been mutually honoring. And I vowed that I would not do that and I would improve. I especially apologized to my kitchen table because I've got so much mail and junk mail and papers. And I know I needed to shred them, and I was gonna do it. And I just, you know, became so aware of the consciousness of that table. And I apologized. I said, I'm going to clear you off, and I'm going to ornate you in a way that you deserve. And what I was thinking was going to take me forever to do, it's here Wednesday, I'm practically done. I was thinking that I had to shred it. It was going to take all this time. We actually have shred bins here at work. I grabbed a couple of bags full, and just dumped them in the shredder. It wasn't a big deal. It took me 2 hours.
Fantastic.
And then I talked to my car this morning, and I apologized for not providing timely and routine maintenance and promised to improve. I even talked to my money and apologized for being frivolous in any way. You know, I'm thankful for the bushes and the shrubs on my way to work, providing oxygen and beauty and neutralizing the odor in the street. Everything changed this weekend at a cellular level, and I mean everything. I'm just aware of my own consciousness, and any attempt to fall back is observed and deleted. And that's where I am. I walk different. I talk different, think different, just different. Everything is just, you know, you see these ads on TV. If you attend this Tony Robbins seminar, you'll change your life. No, you won't. This is actually what does it at your soul. I never thought, I have to get up and catch, I live in a city, and I have to get up so early in the morning so I'm not sitting in traffic. And I didn't think that I'd be able to institute a morning program for myself. It wasn't even a problem. What I thought was a problem, I wasn't able, I went to the computer and tried to download the Breath of Fire. I wasn't able to do it, and I wasn't dismayed. I didn't say, oh, well, can't do it. No, I went to my phone, found I was able to download it. Now it's on my phone, and I actually instituted it that morning. There's no barriers. Everything's just anything that is for my well-being and growth and development, the way is made. And I don't know how to say it anymore. I just wanted to convey that and share that with you, and thank you all.
Well, I have the biggest smile on my face. I think the last time you saw me, I was probably smiling too, though. I have the biggest smile on my face. I really see that you really understand what was given, and I'm actually seeing that you may end up being an instructor of this because you are incorporating it at that level with that level of clarity. So I so appreciate you speaking about the effect, which is the most important thing. What we discussed in class is much less important than how it affected you and what it means for the rest of your life. So I'm especially smiling. Thank you so much, Daphne.
Thank you. Thank you. In Lakesh, everyone.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh, Daphne, thank you. Our next caller is area code 773, last four digits, 9882. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh. Yes, right here.
In Lakesh, Ellie, thank you for calling in.
Yeah, wouldn't miss it. There's a party going on over there. I see all the people in the background. You guys are having a good time. I can feel the energy all the way over here in Chicago. I just wanted to say again, you know, Leona, thank you for bringing this work forward and rolling this out. It was definitely a stellar class. Everybody, I was so happy to really meet a lot of the people, you know, because I had talked with them and they had taken the Akashic class, and it was just really good being able to fellowship and really be in the same environment. I felt it was an honor to be in the environment with everybody. And I just wanted to say thank you. I have been talking to my committee. I have been just loving my committee. They've been really working with me and cleaning and telling me stuff, and I've been very careful to go forward and keep my routine going with my prayer and doing the breathing, and I can't tell you how great the breathing has been. It has given me more energy. It has really opened me up. I feel so much better. And I don't know where that burst of energy is coming from, but after I do that breathing, you know, sometimes I may get a little tired while I'm doing it, but I push on. And after I'm finished, I just feel phenomenal. So thank you for sharing that ritual with us. I am making it definitely part of my daily routine, and it's a wonderful way to start the day off.
So well, we're really thrilled that you came, and I think the environment of the ocean and the sand and the idea of starting fresh in the morning and, you know, we did some really amazing and phenomenal things, but the foundation really has to be, like kind of like Daphne was saying, we really have to embrace the foundational work so that we can do the other work. Thank you so much. Was there something else you wanted to share?
Just a reminder that Blood Moon is coming up.
That's right. Next week we will be talking with Ellie, will be our special guest, and we will be talking about the soon big event of the Blood Moon. And so next week's show, that's what we'll be talking about. So everyone who's listening, I hope you'll tune in to next week's show, and we'll talk to Ellie and get all the details on the upcoming Blood Moon.
Yeah. So thank you.
Thank you, Ellie.
In Lakesh.
In Lakesh.
Thank you, Ellie and Lakesh. Our next caller is area code 504, last four digits, 2961. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, this is Anahara.
Oh, in Lakesh.
Anahara.
How are you all? Oh, my family.
Awesome.
What a phenomenal weekend.
I saw your picture, Anahara, on Facebook this morning. Some of the other family members sent a picture of you in, and it's fantastic to see you again after the weekend. So I'm so happy that you're calling in. Are you calling in to share with us your experience?
Absolutely. What a phenomenal weekend. It and, you know, it's amazing. I didn't realize how toxic the environment is that I live in until I got off the plane and came home.
Yes.
It was amazing. It's like heaven from the weekend that we had. It has such a heavenly retreat, and then coming home to, well, you know.
Something else.
Yeah, something else. It was, as Sia mentioned, it's just so much, it's hard to put into words. It's like I'm jumping up and down, and everyone can see there's like a light on inside of me. And I've come in, and as Daphne mentioned, you know, you want to clean everything up. It's like, oh, my goodness, this is just amazing, the shift in awareness from where we were when we got on the plane Friday or Thursday, whenever folks headed down, to when we came home. It's just, wow, I feel like I'm going to burst.
I think that's what Daphne was really talking about, too. The shift was palpable in everyone. The shift was very palpable. And if you can recognize it, that as you integrate, you will recognize it at some point. But how interesting that you noticed it getting off the plane, you know.
Oh, and then when I came to work, I walked in the door and I started getting sick the first day. It was just because it's just so toxic. It's like, oh, I can't wait to start working on this and get this place clean and this place clean. And, you know, I'm making my list, and I want to make sure that, as you know, I have the energy to do this, because after the trip and from being on such a high, I came back home and I'm pretty wiped out. So I want to make sure that I am physically and mentally capable to take care of these big projects that I have sitting around me waiting for me to work on.
Well, you're certainly ready to do it, and you're right that, you know, you have to really take care of yourself. You have to be hydrated and have lots of fresh air, fresh breath of the divine in you. That's very important. And I'm really excited about the work that all of you all will be doing all over, and you're really the ground crew, so to say. You all are the ground crew.
And as I believe Daphne mentioned, if anyone is on the fence about coming in, as Keisha mentioned, as Travaris mentioned, y'all got to do this. It's just absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. The material is outstanding. The experience was outstanding. The food was awesome. And the fact that your whole family, Leota, is involved in your practice and involved in this monumental event that we're embarking on speaks volumes. Because everyone is just so pumped up and so in tune with how important this really is. Thank you
well,
so much.
You know, thank you, and remember all of you that you have been introduced to your new family members.
Huge.
And of course, you know, I said this all during class. Sticks in a bundle don't break. So it's a wonderful thing. Thank you so much for sharing with us about your experience. And I think you are on the right idea to rest a few days, hydrate, make sure you eat well, do your practices. And anyone who has questions, you can just email them, and we'll be happy to help anyone who has additional questions. If you have something you think of you want to say and you want it to be known, and make a video and send it to us on our webmaster will get it up by Sunday, so you won't have to wait to see yourself speaking. If you have something to say and you feel that there's an urgency with this work, which I do, then make sure that you move forward. If you have anything you want to share, give it to us, and we'll make sure it gets out there.
Thank
you so much, Anahara.
I only want to mention one more thing. Thank you so much. And Lakesh, have a blessed day.
And Lakesh, I'm all right.
Bye-bye.
See, I'm not sure if I missed that last thing.
Thank you, Anna Horace. She said bye. We're going to go to our mid-show commercial, and then we will be taking area code 214, last four digits 2452.
Thank you.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Area code 214, your mic is unmuted.
And Lakesh,
area
you
code 214, last four digits 2452. Your mic is unmuted. And check your mute button on your phone.
Maybe we can come back to that person.
Yes, we can continue.
So there's no one else? We'll come back.
Oh, no, there are no more callers
saying?
For now.
Okay, so
yes,
if
there's anyone else who would like to speak, please press 1. Okay.
So whoever the last caller was, you know, just let us know that you're still there, and we'll pick you back up. This class was very exciting for us to do it, the idea, and we've been talking about this. For the last two or three shows, the idea is that it's time for everyone to step into their position as healers. And we're starting with the material because, in fact, we are made from the material that the earth is made from. So we're starting with property clearings, and there's a great deal to be said about that. And many of those who are listening and those who will listen later are affected by the environments that our thoughts create in our spaces and in our places. So these classes in quantum light property clearing are just the first step of us being able to take back our world and have it in our own vision, the way we want it to be, instead of the way that someone who lived in the apartment or the house before has left it for us. So this is really is a big idea, and there's a lot more to be said. And I think we've got the caller back on the line, so let's try now.
All right, area code 214.
Hi, this is Holly. Can you hear me?
We can hear you, Holly.
And LaCash, everyone. I'm gonna try not to be redundant because everyone has hit a lot of my points, especially Anahar. So thank you. One of the things I think that stands out mostly for me was the familiarity, and I think I don't know if Asiya said this or not, but the way that I described it was as if I was at a family reunion, and it was like I was reconnecting. So everyone looked familiar to me, and it was like I was trying to place their faces, how could I have known these people? But then you get past it, and I don't know, you just feel the love. And it was so exciting the first night because you could feel the positive energy. You could see it that was in the room that was visiting, which I thought was awesome. And for me personally, and not to keep bringing up the illness, but for me, I actually felt the healing and the love and everything, which was completely awesome, and feeling the actual awakening and awareness that was happening to my body. And that experience was different, unique, but awesome at the end of the day. And one of the things is,
Holly,
like,
before you go on, I want to stop you so that you don't go past that. Will you share the difference in what happened with your ability to move, and just from the class, what happened with your arm?
Oh, I would say, like, one of the side effects of my surgery is that you get lymphedema, and my arm was very stiff, but now I have, like, full range of motion. I can raise it up, raise it back. The swelling has gone down. I mean, it just, I feel like I've been on this, like, advanced rehabilitation program. It felt great. I didn't have any issues, any problems, anything. It was awesome, other than, you know, it hurt when they were opening up my head. But outside of that, it felt great. I felt, you know, the awareness and things. And that, I would say, is one of the biggest gifts, I would say, is that now I am more aware of the difference of energy, as Anahar has said. But for me, it hurts. I can, going from love, and I think you had mentioned this to me in one of our conversations about how you couldn't be around negative conversations or energy because it would make your body hurt. Well, mine was feeling that because it wasn't feeling the love that it was feeling just in our own environment that we had created. And so I noticed that. But just what happened, and I spoke to Al yesterday, and one of the things he had mentioned was, like, you know, you can recall that experience. And so thankfully for this conversation and the call and the energy that we're doing collectively, I just got it back. And, I mean, it's like Christmas all over again. So I think it's just, I'm just elated. I'm elated. And then the other piece of being aware, you can also, you know, like I said, in the space, feel that it's shifting when it's shifting. So, like, Anahara, I could, like, with her, I also was feeling sick. So my skin started breaking out again, and, you know, everything since I've been back at work. But I felt like if I'm laying at home, I felt a shift. So my committee, which is so awesome because I already had a spiritual crew, but to know that I got the committee added on woke me up and was like, get up and get to cleaning. And so I felt better, you know. So it's like, I know I still have layers and stuff I have to work on, but just the fact that I have them with me, oh my gosh, that is just like the best. So thank you. I love you all. It was a pleasure recreating, reconnecting with you all and experiencing my awareness and growth with you all. I look forward to everything. Thank you.
Thank you, Holly. And there's so many things that you said that we could talk about, but do we have someone waiting on the line, Asiya?
No, we don't, but if there's anyone else, please press 1 so that I can know that you're in queue.
Well, so many things you talked about, and the thing I want to speak about most is the prerequisites. That for this class, if you will go to the website and you haven't had any work done at DNAReplicate.com, it requires that you get some spiritual work done first so that you can be at the level of peace and happiness and love that the ones that you hear calling in are. And it didn't, you know, our condition didn't arrive 5 seconds ago. We've been growing into whatever condition we're in over the period of time that we've been alive. And it does take your will to want to change that and some energetic work
to get you ready for the session, to have this kind of, to be able to be given the gift that everyone was given, that they can now go and heal the world with. So there are some prerequisites, and the prerequisites are, generally speaking, 3 soul clearings, DNA activation, which is on Wednesday night. We are having DNA activation tonight and every Wednesday night. And then there's also an attunement. And these things are very significant to get you to the point that you can be in this frequency and be able to, and even if you have a hiccup and drop out of the frequency, as Holly was saying, you can recall the frequency just by remembering where you were and what was going on. You can bring yourself right back to it. So you don't have to, it's not something anyone could ever take from you, because it's your own experience. And all you have to do is think of your own experience and be able to be there. That's not really possible until you've had the other work done. Once you've had the prerequisites done, then you have the ability to pull yourself back should you choose to do so. You know, you always have the option of languishing and not doing so, but you also have the ability to move into that option, that free will choice. So I wanted to mention that for all, anyone who is listening, who's new to the idea of DNAReplicate.com, the energetic work that we do and the support products that we have, these are, it's very important for you to know that just like if you were learning to sing or karate or anything else, it does require that you do the necessary prerequisites to get before you can be a concert pianist or before you can be a 10th degree black belt in karate. There are things you have to do first. So these things are very gentle and easy and inexpensive, and everyone who you have heard today has been through that process, sometimes more times than I spoke about, because it depends on the level of interference that we're operating with. Asiya, did you have anything else?
No, not at the moment, but I do appreciate all of the people who have called in, who participated in the event this past weekend, and, you know, everyone that shared their stories and experiences. And if there are more people out there on the line, please press 1, because I know the testimonies are endless. You know, it's a lot of people that aren't on the line, but we are going to be receiving more testimonies from people in the future as they type them up or do their videos or audios. So I'm just really happy to hear everyone and to hear what has happened since the event, because a lot of things have happened on my end, and it's only just been a couple of days. So just to hear the different levels of ways of thinking, you know, that people have experienced and taken from the event and applied to their everyday lives is pretty profound, and I can feel a more of an anchoring in of the vibration that we all collectively accumulated over the weekend. And like how Daphne said, you know, she basically vowed to not go backwards. I feel like everyone, you know, that participated is feeling like that. And, I mean, I know I am. So, I mean, it's just this is just big. This is just really big, and the energy that we all created and that we laid on this planet over the weekend is spreading. It's contagious, and whether we feel it in a positive way or not, it is definitely doing its work, and it's moving fast throughout the planet and throughout the universe. Period. So, thank you everyone who called in, and we still have more time. So, share.
Well, the things that are going to be happening in the future, I'm going to speak about a little bit. We have a quantum light clearing class October 2nd, 3rd, and 4th in Fort Myers, Florida, which is also part 1. And that's the last quantum light clearing class that will be held this year, part 1. We will be going to Chicago, and I'll have that information on the website in a week, in November, with Quantum Light Clearing Part 2. And there'll be all kinds of exciting opportunities and further
continuation of this, all of the things that you just heard about from the part one class. And I think this will really give everyone who has been working on themselves with DNA Replicate, with their soul clearings, with their DNA, an opportunity to now step into another level of elevation, another level towards their ascension, to move yourself into a very practical aspect of where you can use practical abilities on a regular basis all the time and see proof of your experience, proof of the work that you're doing. So we're really excited to roll it out. In 2016, we'll have another class scheduled, but everyone who has already been working with DNA Replicate, this is an opportunity for you to also move in to the last class of the year, which is in October, and then you'll be ready to move into the November class for part two in November. And that can that will bring you the year 2015 with the final blood moon. It will bring us all into a level where we have been working on ourselves and moving. And the blood moon, what the blood moon promised was an elevation. That's what the last three blood moons promised to all of those who are working on themselves that we've been talking about. And this has happened. You have received the gift that was expressed. And we played those shows recently, some of the early Blood Moon shows, while we were in preparation for the class so that you could hear it. And we may be playing more of them all the way up into the Blood Moon. But this will be very important. And next week's show, we'll certainly be talking about what's coming up and how the alignments in the universe have everything to do with what happened this past weekend. And what specifically happened to each of you individually, and for those of you who are, so to say, in queue, what can happen with you in this free choice universe should you choose to step into it. So it's an exciting time we're living in, and time to, so to say, claim your destiny. It is wise to step into your destiny. So that's really what I have to say about that aspect of it. And I hope that others who are interested, anyone who has questions, who didn't come to the class, anyone who did come to the class, anyone who didn't, who has any questions about what's going on with it, you know, feel free to call in. I know some of you are listening. I can feel it. So call in and ask us the questions that you want to know about it so that we can give you the clarity. Or you may have already gotten it from some of the ones who called in today. The classes are limited because the environment that we have the class in has a limited amount of space. But we will be able to accommodate all that we need to accommodate in Chicago in November. The classes are somewhat limited because of the space that the environment that we chose to present this elevation in is only big enough for a limited amount of people. So if you want in, let us know about it. Go to DNAReplicate.com and let us know. And we're really almost at the end. Okay, we're almost at the end, so we're going to take just a caller or two, and then we'll wait and see how, after integration, how many people will let us know next week. Yes, who's our caller?
This is area code 678, last four digits, 5171. Your mic is unmuted.
In Lakesh, everyone. This is Nataki.
In Lakesh, Nataki.
Well, I did not make it to the Quantum Lights healing, but I promise you I was sending love and light down there. I know my spirit had to have been in the room somewhere.
It was, Nataki, and I thank you for sending all that love. I did get your communications, and I really knew that you were there. I'm surprised you don't have your notes from the class. Because I could see you peering in.
I promise you, I wanted to ask, give me the physical location of where you're going to be, because I wanted to be able to just zoom in and that way. But I said, no, I'm just going to send energy there. I know my spirit is there. I want it to be there. And I said, okay, I'll just work on being at the next event. But I'm so happy to hear everybody's excitement and enthusiasm. And I just want to know who was ready for hire, you know?
Who was ready for hire? What do you mean?
No, in terms of doing some spiritual cleaning, doing some property clearing.
Oh, and no one's ready until after this class, too. They're all doing charity work right now, and they all have plenty to do all around their environment. You know,
wow.
they have homework, and they'll be ready after November.
Okay, awesome. I don't know what question to ask, and so, you know, I was just listening in because I really don't know what question to ask in terms of this. I know what it does, but I really don't know what would be my question, to be honest with you.
Well, I think that you do the right thing, that you've been listening all along, you've had work done, you probably should contact me so that we can talk about how you can make this happen.
Okay.
You should probably text me and we'll talk about it. But and I noticed I got my communication from you. You know, you were right on target just the morning of. It was just very interesting, and I knew that this is something you wanted to do, and that your heart and your will and, you know, everyone who's done this agreed to do this. This is significant in the scheme of things. And all the ones who are in agreement with doing this will be able to do this, including you. It's just a matter of us making it happen. So I think that there really isn't much more to be said, but it's so perfect that you were with us before class. You communicated with me. I felt you in the class. Now you're with us as we're talking about it. So it's all that's left to do is for you to get to Fort Myers Beach. You've been practicing with your sage. You've been practicing, I know.
Oh, yes. I couldn't wait till this morning. I had planned to get out and run some errands, and I said, no, let me wait to see whether Aisha is going to send me send an email about, you know, what's going to be on the talk show today. So I have to wait before I get my notification before I can plan my day. So, because I wanted to be in place.
Well, this kind of love that we have, I think that you are speaking for yourself and for others, that your voice is the voice of more than you, and for others who silently would like to participate and want to and will, either in October or in 2016, as these classes are reproduced and opportunities to step in are presented. So I think your voice is more than for you, and that others are thanking you for having called in to say what you're saying, and they're listening and figuring it all out too. And I think that, you know, what we have noticed and what people shared with me is that several people said, well, I don't think that I can come because of my financial circumstance. And every single person who told me that, once they stepped out, the money appeared. And I, you know, tell you how that happened. Each circumstance was different. But people were saying, you know, the money fell out of the sky. I don't know where, you know, I hadn't planned it. It wasn't in the, you know, but the things that took place. And it's important for you to know that if you step out, everything else will work out.
This is true.
So,
I do believe that. Thank you so much. And Lakesh, thank you.
Thank you, Nataki.
Thanks, Nataki. And Lakesh.
Well, I think we're really almost at the end of our time here. If there's anything else anyone would like to discuss, we'll discuss it. Otherwise, we'll finish with our last commercial, unless someone has something else to talk about. We're going to go on and complete our show for today.
For any callers, this is your last chance to press 1 if you would like to make a comment or share a testimony or ask a question.
Oh, I do have something. I just thought about it. Chef Atim, who many of you who are listening met this weekend, will be introducing
Chef Attends Cultured Veggies on the website, and we will have those up, I think, next week, so that if anyone wants to get their cultured vegetables from DNAReplicate.com, we're going to make sure that the delicious and extremely nutritious, wonderful things that you tasted over the weekend will be available on the website, and you can keep yourselves healthy on all levels and just make sure that you speak to them. Make sure you talk to your cultured vegetables. So for all of you who know what that means.
We have one more caller who just popped up. This is area code 617, last four digits 8938. Your mic is unmuted.
Hi, ladies. It's Daphne again. I just had one quick comment to make that I just noticed since I've been home is I've had very vivid dreams over these last few days, almost detail as if I'm living it out as it really happened. It's just something I noted that I just wanted to share because maybe some of the other folks who attended may have experienced it as well.
Well, I think we're going to be having a forum, a private forum call, so we can talk about details like that. That's really important. I'm glad you said that. As many people weren't dreaming before they started getting work, and their dreams have been more consistent, more meaningful, and now they'll be much more vivid. And you can always ask that you cooperate, ask your subconscious to cooperate with you so that your dreams can guide you in your daily experience, because that's where your guidance should be coming from.
Thank you.
So thank you very much, Kathy, for mentioning that. And I think this is the end of it, Asiya.
Yes, we'll have our last commercial.
Soul Solution Food for the Soul Radio is happy to be sponsored by Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken digital audio entertainment and information. They have over 150,000 titles to choose from, and you can listen to them on any device, including whatever you're hearing us on right now. And if you sign up at our URL, which is audibletrial.com/soulsolution, you get one free audiobook and a one-month trial of service.
Well, we are surely blessed to be amongst each other and to have been born into a time to have such meaningful work and to have all that that means, all the things that that means. Until next week, in Lakesh, everyone.
In Lakesh, everyone, have a beautiful day.